Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise, and here is what happened on February 4th. Naysayers warned him not to make it, but thankfully for its legions of fans, he didn't listen. Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was released on this day in 1938. Based on the famous fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm, Snow White was the first animated feature to be produced in English and Technicolor. Despite the popular wisdom that audiences, especially adults, wouldn't sit through a feature-length cartoon fantasy about dwarfs, the film was a hit, quickly grossing $8 million, a staggering sum during the Great Depression, and the most made by any film up to that time. Surprising fact, the movie's innovative use of story, color, animation, sound, direction, and background, among other elements, later inspired directors like Federico Fellini and Orson Welles. In fact, Welles' Citizen Kane features an opening shot of a castle at night with one lighted window that is strikingly similar to the first shot of the Wicked Queen's castle in Snow White. Also on this day in history, in 1945, the Yalta Conference began. In 1974, newspaper heiress Patty Hearst was kidnapped. And in 2004, Harvard sophomore Mark Zuckerberg launched what was then known as the Facebook. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.